So, hi, welcome to the Millennials Radio Show. This is Yura Lee. And following on the March column of the Millennials, we interviewed, or we as in myself and two other interns next to me. We have Juliana Rodriguez, if you want to say hi.
Hi.
And we also have Jonathan Nichols.
Hello.
And today we're all sitting around the table following up on a discussion we had where we interviewed each of our mothers. And currently my mother is in Seoul, South Korea, teaching English. And Jonathan's mother is...
She currently lives in Oakton, Virginia. She works as a cashier at the Fresh Market there.
Okay. And Juliana's mother is also in Northern Virginia.
She is. She's the executive housekeeper at the Hyatt Dulles, right next to the Hyatt International Airport.
Okay, so all of our moms are in currently different places around the world. They also come from different different countries. So we had the chance to interview each of these moms on the specific discussion of whether we believe they are truly amazing women and whether they believe they are truly amazing women. So the first question that we obviously asked our moms is, do you believe you are a truly amazing woman, and how so, and what do you think is the definition of a truly amazing woman? So I'll start off with my mother, and she said that she believes a truly amazing woman is a successful woman, which is very true. I also agreed with that. She said that not only is the woman successful, but she also is a lovable person, and she has a truly lovable personality. And I asked her if she believed she was a truly amazing woman, and she said no. Which was extremely surprising, because ever since I was young, I could always see her as a truly amazing woman in my eyes. And I came up with a conclusion that I'll probably drop in later on in the podcast. And we'll go to Jonathan Nichols, and what did your mom say when you asked her if she was a truly amazing woman?
Well, she had a similar answer in regards to what she believes it means to be a truly amazing woman. What she says is that it means succeeding on all fronts in life. She noted career, family was a very important thing. She also noted the importance of giving back to society and kind of making the world a better place. And when I posed the question to her if she considered herself truly amazing, she too was humble and answered no, and I kind of talked to her about it afterwards, and I was like, you know, but you raised my sister and I, and that's, you know, really amazing to us, and that's what, like, that means so much to us. So I kind of talked to her about that afterwards and was like, I really think you are, because I think it kind of comes from your situation that you're put into and kind of whether you rise to the occasion or not and how you succeed.
Could you actually give us a little, just like a quick background of your mom and, you know, what kind of situation she has been put in?
Right. Well, my mom was born in California. She was born there and grew up there. She met my father when she was very young, and they got married at a very young age. And so they dedicated the early part of their life to becoming, like, very financially secure in order to have children. And they had my sister, I believe, in 1989. And then they had me in 1993, and then they moved from California to Northern Virginia, and my mom's kind of dedicated her life from that point onward to raising my sister and I, because my father was still working very hard at that point to keep us supported.
Okay. And I totally agree with you in the fact that both of our moms said that they didn't believe they're truly amazing women, but we both truly believe that they are amazing women. So we'll head on to Juliana Rodriguez, and your mother is also in Northern Virginia. Could you tell us about how she answered the question?
So my mom answered it differently than your mom's. She defined a truly amazing woman as someone who's special and who's a master of all things and who is unique. And obviously I think my mom's truly amazing, and it made me really happy to hear that she thinks so too. We're from Colombia, so at a very young age we moved to the United States, and my parents didn't have a lot, and my dad worked really hard, but my mom worked very hard at home. She stayed home, and she was the one who made sure my brother and I were, you know, learning English and were meeting kids and live in the neighborhood and made sure that we fit in and had everything we needed. So while my dad was working hard to provide for our family, my mom was at home working hard to make sure that my brother and I, you know, didn't feel left out. It was really hard moving to a completely different country. You don't speak the language at all. And my mom would take night classes at the community college so she could come home and then the next day teach us English and things like that. So my mom didn't work for a long time, and I know working something she really loved to do, and she went to college because she really loved the hotel industry, and for a lot of years she didn't get to do that. So I think that makes my mom really amazing, you know, the fact that she just gave all that up so that we could have what we needed. And I'm happy that she thinks she's amazing because of those same things too. I'm glad that she sees that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, earlier when, before we started the podcast, you mentioned that, you know, the answer that your mom, the fact that she said yes to being a truly amazing woman, and you thought that that was modest of her, but I think she has a right to say yes, because coming from Colombia and dropping everything, and, you know, even for people who were born in America, life is even tougher. And your mom is at such a stable job right now. She's working at Hyatt at Dulles. That's like an amazing job, you know? And I mean, I don't think it gives our moms, Jonathan and I's moms, to say no to the question just because, you know, they're not so successful in their job. But I think, I mean, look where we are right now, you know? So I think in that way, they all succeeded in becoming truly amazing mothers. I wanted to talk about also our different reactions to our mother's answers. A lot of these questions were actually fairly simple. Just some of the questions, I'll read them out, are what does it mean to be a truly amazing woman? That was the first one. Another question is, how do you think my life is different from yours? And was it easier or harder in terms of pressure? I had a completely different answer that my mom, I thought my mom would say. So I wanted to bring this question up. And she actually said that the reason why she is so lenient with my sister and I, the reason why she lets us do almost whatever we want to, she lets us travel wherever we want to, sleepovers whenever we wanted to, the fact that she allowed us to do this is not because of her outgoing personality and because of her fun-loving mom, you know, characteristics, but it was because her parents were so traditional, and her parents were your typical Korean parents, which were get married as young as possible, have a family as soon as possible, take care of your family, and that's pretty much the rest of your life. But my mom also came to America when she was about in 7th or 8th grade. So she was exposed to the American dream, and she was exposed to the opportunities that America can give to a foreigner. And so she wanted to raise us in a completely different manner than her own parents. And I didn't know this, actually. I knew my grandparents really well, and I knew that they were super Korean, but I didn't know that they were, you know, so harsh. And so my mom also said that her dream was to become a traveling photographer. And I knew she started out as a wedding photographer earlier in her life, and I just didn't know that she felt so confined by my parents' rules. So that answer from my mother truly, you know, spinned around the game for me. And I definitely thought differently after that. And so I'm glad I asked her that question, but it was definitely a surprise. And so were the other following questions. They were all surprises. She felt like she also was pressured by her parents, but at this time in her life, when she was 21, she wasn't worried about getting a career for some reason. She was at school at Virginia Tech, but she was worried about leaving class and going to hang out with her friends. So I think that is also a part of her personality. So I wanted to ask you, Jonathan, on any questions that you found, you had surprising answers from any of your questions.
I mean, probably the most interesting one for me was when I asked her what were her dreams and goals and did she accomplish them, and the first thing she said was that she didn't think that the word dreams applied to her because she just wasn't that sort of person, which I thought was funny and very indicative of her personality. But kind of the answer that she gave for her goals were all very oriented into how she raised my sister and I, and it kind of mirrors like what your mom expressed in regards to how she was raised, because my mom's mother, so my grandmother, was apparently never really around the house at all. She was a very like had a very like intense career, and she was just never there. And so my mom was being constantly raised by I can't remember the word she used. It was like housemaids or kind of like a nanny. And my mom was also the middle child of a family of three, so she was very responsible for her younger brother. And so that's something that she kind of like missed out on, that aspect of her childhood. And so that's what she wanted to give to my sister and I. And I always knew that she like obviously cared about us very deeply, but it was interesting to learn like where that motivation came from and kind of get a better glimpse into how she grew up as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably the most interesting thing that I got to learn about, and something that I talked with her about later on, probably will continue to talk with her, especially when I have kids.
Yeah.
Because I know the way that she raised me will influence the way that I raise my children.
Of course.
In a positive way.
Yeah. But you say your mother's a middle child, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had this weird interest with middle children for some reason, and I feel like they're so, I don't know, I get along well with them. I don't know what it is. I feel like a lot of my friends are middle childs or middle children. And have you heard of the term middle child syndrome?
Yeah.
Of like, they're just like, you know, peacekeepers, but they're also very practical.
Oh, that's absolutely.
So I wonder if that, you know, played a big role in, I wonder if middle child syndrome has been around for centuries, that, you know, like it's an actual thing.
I mean, I know that my mom actually, even up until today, acts as kind of like a peacekeeper between, or liaison between, her older sister and younger brother, because they have very conflicting personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So she's always kind of the balanced, level-headed one, and my mother's been that in the family as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it's just something that you grow into, especially as she said, she was given like responsibility for her
mm-hmm.
younger brother at a younger age. So
yeah,
it's probably just something you grow into.
I feel like middle children should have like a specific job. You know, there should be a middle child school you know, like you go to school and they
learn how to mediate.
Yes, they set you up with jobs that, you know, work for the UN or like work for UNICEF because you're a middle child.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I guess learning that about your mom, you know, surprising answers from them.
Yeah, it was very interesting. It was just nice to gain that insight into her life, because it's something we never talked about her being a kid.
Yeah.
Really. Especially because there's my parents had children a little bit later in life, so there's a pretty big gap between the two of us and our living experiences.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that even in regards to like technology. Now she said like, you know, when I was in college, we had typewriters and like maybe color TV was what she experienced. And so now that was one of the things that she like is most interested in, seeing how that'll affect me as
mm-hmm.
I grow older. Is it changing world of technology?
Yeah, I think most of our moms said technology.
My mom had a lot to say about technology.
Yeah.
She was just talking about how she thinks it just makes life a little bit easier for us.
For sure.
Everything's mm-hmm. a little bit more accessible when you can get on Google and find it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hate it. But I think about like where we would be without technology.
Yeah.
You know? I also, this is another topic. Maybe we'll save it for another day, but how technology, we wrote our February issue on how technology changes the way we have relationships with other people. And I was just thinking, like, it's so much better to get a cake in the mail opposed to getting a text in the morning. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recently got a cake in the mail. That's why I'm so, like, that's why I'm so happy, like, you
just
know.
Trying to tell as many
yeah,
people as
chivalry,
possible.
Chivalry is not dead. Cakes in the mail are good. Yeah. So how about you, Juliana? Did you find any? I also read over your mom's questions, and I feel like I really want to meet her because she's so powerful.
My
but,
mom.
Yeah, like what?
And you'd be surprised. She's such a tiny little lady. She's like 5'2", weighs 100 pounds.
Oh,
she's
my
little.
Gosh.
Well, something that we talk about a lot at my house with, I have a younger brother. My dad, my brother, and I is just how differently my brother and I have grown up than my parents. My mom, you know, my parents moved to the United States when they were in their mid-30s, so their entire childhood, their college years, everything was spent in Colombia. Well, my brother and I moved here when we were in elementary school, so I don't even really even remember Colombia at all. So when I asked my mom what her, when she was my age, what were her biggest challenges, I thought it was really interesting that she had the same ones, even though we were in completely, completely different places. You know, even the college application process in Colombia is different than it is here. You don't apply to a bunch of schools and, do you remember, like, sitting around just waiting to hear back from schools? Oh, like, gosh. Are you going to get a big packet or are you going to get a little envelope that's telling you no? She didn't have to do all that. It was more of an enrolling process and just paying tuition at a private school. So I thought it was really interesting that, you know, the same things I struggle with now as a 23-year-old, like, where is my career going to take me? What am I going to do with my life? I just graduated college. Like, what is this world I'm living in now? I just thought it was really cool that my mom struggled through the same things, even though something we talk about all the time is how differently my brother and I are growing up than how they did.
Are you the oldest? You are the oldest, right?
I am the oldest. Yeah, but my brother and I are really that. It's a year and 4 days in between us.
Oh, so
it's barely anything. Yeah. My best friend, my brother's older than some of my best friends.
Wow, yeah.
So it's not much.
Yeah.
So I like it, though. It kind of, when we were younger, we didn't get along very well, I think, because we were so close in age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now that we've gotten older, we, you know, we are interested in the same things. We're more like, I feel like he's more of like a really close friend than my brother now.
You find more commonplace things than, like, when you grow up.
Yeah, we never fight. My brother and I used to.
Oh, like, yeah.
There was a time when we were teenagers where we couldn't be in the same room because we would just snap at each other. Every little thing, we'd just, like, get on each other's nerves. Mm-hmm. And now it's great, like, he comes to Richmond to visit me all the time. He'll even text me like, hey, like, I'm gonna be in Richmond for a concert or whatever. And if I'm not in town, he'll stay at my apartment. He gets along with all my friends.
Yeah.
Stuff like that would have never happened when we were in high school. I would have, don't talk to my friends.
I know. I can't even talk about how many times I've fought with my sister. Mm-hmm. Even so, like, fought with my mom. I remember being, I think it was ages, it was age from maybe 15 to 17.
Oh, my mom's a superhero for dealing with me as a teenager.
Same. I literally, one thing I left out of my reaction was that my mom once told me that she never wanted to give birth to a son because she didn't know how to raise boys, and she had the idea that boys were bad and she didn't want to have a son. And then she told me the day that I got in big trouble at school, she said, I didn't want to have a son, but you're even worse. And so ever since then, you know, I've never forgot about that. And I just think my mom is a saint for dealing with me, like, the most complex being in the world.
I was just so difficult for no good reason. Yeah. Now I think about it and now I'm like, why? Like, why?
I know, like, why did I?
Super antsy.
Yeah, just like, really, I really thought I knew the entire world in the palm of my hand. And they were so patient with us.
Yeah.
I don't know how they took, I don't know how they did it for like 2 years, 2-3 years, however long it took. It was probably longer.
I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I still feel like my parents want to pull their hair out some of the time I call them for.
I know, right? You just call them because you're bored. But one thing I really was interested in knowing was how, I wonder how close of a person, or how similar we are to our parents or to our moms. You know, what type of things did we learn from them and keep, and they're like instilled in our bodies and our personalities? I'll start off with saying that I feel like I'm a replica of my mom. I feel like I'm just a mini me of her. Even if you put a picture of us together, we look exactly alike, except I'm 5'8 and she's 5'4. And she's really small, like your mom, but I feel like I have the exact same personality as her. And I also am a little scared, not scared, but I feel like when I look at her, I see my future.
Yeah.
I'm just like, is this who I'm gonna turn into, you know? Is this the person that I'm going to be when I'm 54 or however old she is, 34 or whatever she wants to say. And one thing that actually I thought that we were completely similar, but we went on this really long hike during the summer and we met these people from Croatia. No, sorry, Czech Republic. They're from Czech Republic. And this one lady was really, really interested in numerology. So I was interested in horoscopes and zodiacs, which I still am, but she kind of presented this new, like, dimension.
Yeah.
So she asked me, like, you know, what's your birthday and all that stuff. And she asked my mom, too. And she was so interested in us for some reason. I think it was just, like, my mom and I look like two random Asian ladies hiking through Nepal, you know. And so she told us that our personalities may be really alike on the outside, but on the inside, my mom is a free bird and she's a very young soul. And then the lady told me that I'm actually really introverted and that I am a very, very old soul. And so I literally am like standing next to my mom thinking like, so you're the young one and I'm the old one? Like, what? So that kind of, and ever since then, I've seen subtle differences between my mom's personality and my own. And I just wanted to see, you know, what you thought, how similar you thought you are to your mom before the interview and how similar you still think you are to after the interview.
I mean, one of the things that probably put it best in perspective for me was asking her kind of what she wanted to teach me or what she tried to teach me as a kid. And her answer was just the importance of kind of just getting on with things and dealing with difficult situations and kind of being self-reliant and just being able to like shrug situations off. I know in our house, like, we joked about a lot of things. Anytime there was like an issue, like, we would joke about it and everything, and that's something that I'm able to still do with my parents and something that I can do with my sister as well. But I believe that's where my mom and I are most similar in the way we handle stress, the way we handle difficult situations, because we don't really let it kind of bog us down, kind of like see it, recognize it, and like, okay, now we just have to deal with this, and you just have to do it, and you have to get on with it. Like, I've never seen her really like just like tired isn't the word, but just kind of like defeated by something ever. She's always been the one to kind of like keep things moving and keep the ball rolling. Just like if there's something bad, oh well, doesn't matter. Like, I talked to her now about like early in high school, like middle school, early high school, I wasn't the most dedicated student, and it was something that I know she had to deal with a lot. And so now when I talk to her about it now, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm really sorry that that happened. She's like, I don't care, you're in college now. None of that matters. And so we'll just joke about how absurd it was and how it was just a ridiculous situation in the moment. But yeah, that's something that that's a way in which I'm definitely most similar to her, is in just how we handle stress.
Well, then you got a good, you know, you picked up a good characteristic from your mom. Yeah, I think I also agree with that. I've never seen my mom look defeated. I think that is also a big reason as to why we all think our moms are truly amazing. So how about you, Juliana? Do you feel like you're really similar to your mom?
I am 1,000% my mother's daughter. It's crazy. My dad says it all the time whenever. I thought I was very different from her when I was in high school, and I don't think that I was necessarily different. I think I was just fighting it, you know? Like, you know, people are always like, you're just like your mom, and you're like, no, I'm not, no, yeah. No, I'm not. And once I came to college and I had my own apartment and I was like kind of living on my own, I notice how many little things I do.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly how my mother did them. Not necessarily that she taught them to me, but that's just her ways of doing things. I do them in the exact same way. It's funny, sometimes when I go home and, you know, we'll be out to dinner with my dad or something, and my mom will say this, and I will say the same thing at the same time. And my dad just looks at us. He goes, "You guys are like just one in the same. Like, it's like having
two
of you.
Just go eat dinner on the other table.
It's terrible going out with both of you because both of you just like gang up on me." And my mom and I are just like, when we get together, we're just like loud and we just like go back and forth. And my dad's very introverted and very quiet, and he just kind of sits at the table and just watches us go back and forth with each other and just do whatever. And he's like, "No, y'all are one person, just the same." And even recently, I never realized how much my mom and I looked alike. And recently, a lot of people have been telling me that. And I was at my grandma's house over Christmas, and there's a picture of my mom and I when I was a baby. I was probably a couple weeks old. And she just looks, I just can't believe how much I look like her in that picture. I've never seen it. And I saw that picture, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is me."
That's how I feel too. Yeah. I think that's why when we look at our moms now, we're like, "Oh my God, am I gonna look like you?" Like,
picture,
when I'm
50. Yeah, she had longer hair in the picture. You know, like, now, my mom really has like pretty, that short mom haircut. Yeah, her
skin's short so mom clear, haircut. Pretty. Yeah, same with my mom.
Like, "Oh my God, mom, that's me.
I know.
I'm gonna look just like you when I grow up."
I know. It's so scary. I have the same things with my moms too. Like, or not my mom's, my mom. When I see pictures of her, like when she was young, we look exactly alike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But and see, I'm kind of okay growing up. I would love to grow up and be exactly like my mom.
Well, I mean, your mom is pretty,
If you'd have told me that when I was 16, I would have been like, "No, I don't want to be like my mom."
Yeah, but now same.
I'm like, "Yeah, I would love to be like you. You're great."
Yeah. I just will keep the hair long and, you know, no short mom haircut. No bob. Yeah, I wonder why they do that.
I don't know, but I do remember her slow transition from her long hair into, like, a shorter haircut.
Same, same.
So maybe it'll happen. I don't know.
I feel like it's because moms are so, maybe because they're going through menopause and they're like, "Oh, God, it's so hot." Like,
oh, my God.
You know, so they just chop off the hair.
My mom is not going through menopause. She would kill me if she heard that.
Yeah, so it's good to know that we all share similarities with our moms. And also, I agree with you in the fact that you notice little things. Yeah. Like, I hated cleaning when I was... Yeah. Of course, we all hated cleaning, but...
Yeah.
Also, when I got my own apartment, you know, every little thing that she used to do, like, the way she cleans is exactly the way I clean, too.
Like, my mom will not leave. She'd rather be late somewhere, but she's gonna make her bed before she leaves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I never used to make my bed when I was in high school, and it was such a fight in my house always. My mom's like, "Make your bed." And I was like, "No, like, why? We're just gonna get in it." But now I'm the same. I can't leave my house without making my bed.
So I guess, we all have learned different things from having these interviews with our moms. I mean, at first it seemed like such an easy task, you know, interview your mom. Okay, I talk to her all the time. But actually getting into these questions, I feel like it was an actual interview, and it was hard to just ask these questions and not react right then and there, you know? Yeah. It was hard to keep a professional face while asking these simple but difficult questions to our mothers. So I guess we can all truly agree that we all believe our mothers are truly amazing women. Yeah. And now we can see what they think about being truly amazing women. And they all agreed that a truly amazing woman is successful.
Yeah.
In so many ways. So I guess to the listeners, please go to beincandescent.com and read the Millennials March column. You can see there, you can go more in depth to the answers and the questions. We have about 5 or 6 questions for our mothers. 3 mothers, 3 interns. Thank you for joining us. I'm Yura Jessica Lee.
Goodbye, thank you.
Goodbye, thank you very much.